swing and a high fly ball deep center. Back is Reynolds. Track, wall, gone! For the first time since September 1st, Franmil Reyes can circle the bases, and the Indians are back in the game.
There you go, Franmil Reyes. He and Carlos Santana have been swinging well as of late. And here to talk all about that and what the Indians have to look forward to is Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Our talk with Bob is brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, very good morning, as we will be enjoying some October baseball starting tomorrow, 7 p.m. The New York Yankees come to town. It'll be on ESPN and the Indians Radio Network. And man, what a weird month of September we had, winning five of the first six games and dropping eight in a row. And now we've won nine of our last 11. So a little bit of a roller coaster ride in the month of September. But what a matchup, Shane Bieber versus Gerrit Cole in game one. Should be a lot of fun.
You know, Bob, it's like every other week with us. We were up, we were down, then we're back up. And one last time we talked, we went on this, took care of the White Sox in fashion, and then going against the Pirates, we thought maybe not to. You know, that was a little tough. We almost had no hitter, I think, earlier this weekend or something to that effect, where the bats weren't really working as well. But came out yesterday, and I guess we seem to have momentum, if we want to use some word like that, moving into the latter part of September into the postseason.
Yeah, the one game against the Pirates was rather bizarre on Saturday, being no hit, but working the pitcher for eight walks and still not being able to get guys around the bases. Yeah, you know, the offense has obviously been inconsistent this year, and just a very enjoyable sign in yesterday's ball game when Franmil gets four RBIs in a three-run homer. Carlos Santana, four RBIs and a two-run homer. It's something we desperately need as we move into the postseason, obviously, is getting those two bats hot. They are right in the middle of our lineup. We need them desperately.
Sandy Alomar has been holding steering the ship steady as best as possible. He'll be taking him into the postseason as well. What do you think it's like for him to be in this position at this time?
Yeah, I've been in contact with Sandy regularly. The way he stepped up. Obviously, you certainly don't come into a baseball season thinking that you're going to end up being the manager of the team for the majority of the season. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I think he was, 28 and 18 or something in his managerial duties. Constant contact with Tito, working in collaboration with our baseball operations and analytics department. Mike Sarbaugh comes into the dugout from being the third base coach. So Mike, doing something that he wasn't truly preparing for when the season began, just the way they've all stepped up, to do their job. It's no secret to anybody that knows Sandy that, he's a leader of men. He was the leader of the renaissance of Indians baseball back in the 90s. He was the leader of those great teams that we had that would win the division regularly in two World Series appearances. UAL pennant. So no surprise that Sandy has got the guys focused and headed in the right direction. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Here we go. October baseball is back.
Bob, now that we move to the postseason, does Major League Baseball change up whether fans can attend any of these games?
They may change up in these wild card series. There might be an opportunity, not for the general public, but for the family families of the players. So that's a very limited number of people. The hardest part, and I did hear the commissioner talk about possibly opening up some ballparks for fans in Texas. I don't think the California state government allows it. Have to double check that. But I think I read where the commissioner is hopeful that at some point during these postseason series that fans might be allowed. Just so we can talk on that real quickly, at Progressive Field, I think we've talked about it before. Those who are familiar with our ballpark, the corner bar area is used by the visiting team. That's where they eat, where their lounge is, where the outdoor strength and conditioning area is with stationary bikes, free weights, yoga mats, all of those kind of things. We're in the Lexus Home Plate Club with the same kind of outdoor workout area, simply because you can't have that large group of people in the clubhouses in a strength and conditioning room all at once. So they need to be spread out. We're using other parts of the ballpark as well to adhere to the 110-page protocol document that's put in place. And so to infuse fans into that after we were able to successfully have a 60-game baseball season, which kudos to everybody involved in the game of baseball to get the 60-game schedule going, where guys were on airplanes and hotels and traveling, really a remarkable thing. Doesn't make sense right now to infuse fans into that equation.
You know, Bob, baseball and radio is making a perfect match listening to the games, other than sort of the piped-in sound, which you kind of get used to. And I guess those guys in the booth have kind of perfected a little rhythm of how to make things seem like they go with what's happening in the game. With these kind of last-inning heroics, it's just been fun. And you kind of forget about all this other stuff that's been going on, really.
Yeah, true. And they've done a remarkable job. As you said, they've learned a lot as they moved along from the beginning, you know, what the levels are, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. I know the people in the dugout, you know, it's a little monotonous for them with 2 months of that. But I think overall, we've all come to just realize, okay, this is what it is, and you do the best job you can with it, have fun with it, and now the seriousness will take over. I don't think that's going to affect how we go about creating an atmosphere at the ballpark. Try to do the same things you did, but obviously the intensity level is getting to be wound up big time here when it comes to tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
You know, Steve, sports teams used to have, or some teams, or sometimes they'll have a T-shirt say "No days off," right? You know, that's one of those. Now it's kind of happening with these series when they're basically playing them straight through until they have to switch. Yeah, we got three in a row or two. The best, it's a best of three.
Three,
and we're all here at the Progressive Field for the three games. Tuesday, Wednesday, and if necessary, on Thursday. But we're looking forward to this, and we are really excited to get some postseason baseball here and do it to the Yankees as best as we can.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be fun. And for people who are wondering, boys, we're the home team in all three games. The Yankees do not get last at bats at any point during this three-game series. So the having more wins gets you the opportunity to have three straight games with home field advantage in the wild card series. And then you're right, division series, five straight, LCS, seven straight. So let's just focus on tomorrow night. Shane Bieber should be Cy Young Award winner going up against Gerrit Cole. Should be fun, gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk again next week, Bob.
Take care, boys. Go Tribes.